a spoiler field review of Widows, starring a bunch of folks you may know. First being Viola Davis, Michelle Rodriguez, Elizabeth Debicki, I believe that's how you say her name, Daniel Kaluuya, Robert Duvall, Liam Neeson, Lucas Haas, John Berthall, Carrie Coon, Brian T. Henry, Colin Farrell, and Cynthia Erivo. That's all people name. That's all the main characters in the whole movie. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause because I'm about to spoil the crap out of it. And the synopsis is as follows. You can actually find this on Rotten Tomatoes. So here it is. Widows is a story of four women with nothing in common except a debt left behind by their dead husband's crime activities. Set in a contemporary Chicago, amid a time of turmoil, tensions build when Veronica, Alice, Linda, and Belle take their fate into their own hands and conspire to forge a future of their own terms. On their own terms, sorry. So yeah, that's exactly what the movie's about, I'll be honest. This movie felt like a mix between Ocean's 11 and Set It Off, kind of, and the old school heist movie. So all those pieces matched together. This was a very good show to watch. It just, the different aspects of it was just so crazy. So the first scene, of course, with the different sets of four cast members that got killed, which kind of sounds crazy. Because when you see John Berthall in this movie, you would think, oh, okay, he's going to be in there for a little bit of time. No, they cut him off real fast, real early. And he's in there for like maybe 10, 15 minutes tops. So it's kind of crazy to see that they'll bring him on and then kill him off so quickly. I feel like they could have brought some other no-name actor and that would have been fine. And just kept it where Liam Neeson's the only one out the group that's like a well-known actor. That would have been fine just because when you think about them being like cannon fodder so the wives could do their thing, that would be okay. Because I'm starting for the bad first. The bad thing about this movie is the fact that they crap the bed with the Liam Neeson character. They make it seem like, oh, he's just a stand-up guy and that he actually died off. When he doesn't die off and actually shows himself halfway in the movie, you're kind of taken out of it a little bit. Well, at least for me, I was taken out of it quite easily. I was like, oh wow, they actually showed him. I kind of knew he's alive because I had a feeling that that's like a twist that they could do. It's like, all right, he's not really dead. He actually, they're not really dead. Some of them might have got away, whatever have you. So you find out halfway in the movie that he's alive. He double-crosses his whole team, kills them all off, and owes the Colin Farrell character some money. So basically what happened was his character stole from the Brian T. family's character. So it's crazy to see how everything kind of connected together, the way how Jamal's character, the Brian Tree character, Tyree character, Jamal, seeing how his family is connected to the crime elements and seeing that the Colin Farrell character is actually connected as well. So you're seeing that Liam Neeson's character is the branch between them both, basically. So he steals from Jamal's family to give it to Colin's family. And that's crazy to see that actually fall out into the whole world. So when that happens, and they basically get caught, it's left on the wives, basically. So they're going to go and do the last job that he had in the book, which is to steal from the Colin family, which is, it's kind of like, you know, trying to have your cake eaten too. So it felt like the Liam Neeson character was very, very greedy. So of course Veronica finds out that he's alive halfway in the movie as well. So that's kind of sucks. So she knows in the back of her head that he's alive. I'm not sure if she knows that everyone else is alive or dead. And they kind of show it there and explain it out, which for me, that was a bad thing she needed to do. They could have saved that for the end of it, because at the end, they meet up again, and then she ends up killing him because he wanted to kill her to get the money. So it's just one of those things where it would've been better off if they just saved it for the end. When he popped up, it would've been a more you know, dramatic reveal that he's alive, and then tell what happened, why he, how he survived. It'll be the, you know, the normal trope of movies, but at the same time, for that trope, it's perfectly fine, because you need to have it where the fans are really, really surprised that he's actually shown up, rather than they know he's going to show up eventually and just waiting for him to show up in the whole movie. So I feel that part there was the only part that really dragged the movie down. Everything else is superb. The fact that these four young ladies are able to actually pull this off, and it kind of mirrored how the guys did it in the beginning, especially with one getting shot as well. So it's kind of cool that all that mirrored together, and how to use their ingenuity and their different sets of skills to actually get this job done. And it felt believable. It didn't feel like they couldn't get this done. It felt like with the use of that book that was left behind, they could definitely get this done in time for that was actually put in front of them. It wasn't the point where it's like, all right, this is unattainable. It's like, it's very, very possible. It's a section where it might be kind of unlikely to get it done because they're so, you know, green in their kind of aspect. But at the same time, that kind of aspect could have them potentially get forward on this whole thing, just because, as she mentioned in the whole trailer, no one's expecting to pull this off or even try to do it. So it leaves that kind of, you know, that guessability where it's like, I don't think they would do it. But at the same time, the fact that they did it was just amazing. Daniel Kaluuya, hilarious. His character is such a very layered character. And I like the fact he died at the end, because him going after Veronica every single moment kind of pissed me off. But at the same time, I was like, all right, there needs to be a true villain in this movie. And Brian Tyree was going to be the villain. He's going to be the forefront person. And I love the fact that even his character got kind of screwed over too, because the Colin Farrell Jack Mulligan character was going to succeed. Well, not succeed. That's not the word. Was going to step down. So, he's going to step down and give it over to the Jamal character. And unfortunately, when the Robert Duvall character, which is racist, by the way, I'm kind of glad he got shot and killed in that movie. His character is super racist. So the fact that his character went down, and it in turn made it where it's signed and basically sealed the deal for Jack Mulligan to become the new official of the whole area. It's just kind of crazy to see how that actually transpired in the whole movie. So for me, this whole movie is amazing. And like the fact that it was a female-led movie, it showed that we need more of these kind of movies in Hollywood. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I really did. So this is my review of Widows. If you liked it, let me know down below. If you didn't like it, let me know down below as well. And I'll catch your reviews next time.